Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Kennedy. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Dillinger moves to third. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Kakas reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Graham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Graham juggles the ball. That's an error on Graham. Boone moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moss settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moss. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers throws the ball into Dillinger, who tags Vernon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boone scores. Hegan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and picks off Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Boone strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. George Elder pinch hits for John Sullivan. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kakas moves to second. One out. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kakas scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Spence hits a line drive towards right. Dobie catches it and throws to second to double up Lehner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graham for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostrowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kakas hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Andy Anderson. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.